You are now entering the Back in Time podcast.
We came, we saw, we kicked his ass.
Said life was like a box of chocolates.
Keep the change, you filthy animal.
Here are your hosts, Kyle and JD.
Welcome back to the Back in Time podcast. I am your host, Kyle Autry, joined as always by my co-host, JD. JD, it must be Friday because we've got another fun episode. How you doing today?
I'm doing Freaky Friday fucking fabulous. That's how I'm doing.
Yeah, man. I wish we could put this out on the 13th, but it's a little bit too late in the month for it. So you guys will just have to settle for a good old like Tuesday. But man, excited to get into Friday the 13th here in a moment. But before we do, want to thank you guys for hitting that download button on today's podcast. And you guys can subscribe for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, Amazon Music, and Anchor FM. And then remember to follow us on social media, Twitter, Instagram, at Back in Time Pod. That is the best way to keep up with us in the week. And also let us know if you have any great ideas for December, as we are searching for a movie to cover. We want to hear some ideas if you have them. JD, let's talk about last week real quick. What was your feedback on our Halloween 4 episode?
Nothing, as always, as Kyle has already iterated, nothing but love from you guys. I love giving the feedback that we do get, so thank you for listening. Thank you for checking us out, noobs and olds, as we sort of talked about last week with when we did Halloween 4. But, you know, a lot of people definitely vibing and chiving with us in terms of our feedback. So that's always good when you hear people. You know, big shout out to my little brother who gave me a lot of great feedback, Jesse, who's been on a few episodes and does like zero social media, so we can't plug him in any regard, but good stuff from our audience.
I will quick pay you $5 right now if you can tell me the name of Jesse's old podcast.
Two Guys, Good Vibes.
Fuck you. I'm not giving you $5. Check it out in the archives. That was a good podcast that was on for a while. So I'm sure there's some old episodes out there you can still binge on. But hey, man, let's talk about our first memories of Friday the 13th, Part 3. It's a little bit of an older movie. Came out before we were born. When was the first time you remember getting around to watching Part 3?
This is, as I mentioned, in the Halloween 4 episode, was a movie that I got into the later sequels of the franchise in college, like big time. And I want to say I borrowed it from you in college. I feel like you had like a collection of all of these movies, and we were sitting at a football meeting, and I was like, hey, me and my roommates are watching our way through like Nightmare on Elm Street, Halloween, and Friday the 13th, and you and Nate Salati were like, hey, yeah, I think both of you had just gotten like this collection in like 2005, and I think I borrowed it from you.
Look, you know what? Give me a second. I'm going to pull up my DVD. I don't know which one I have. I haven't looked yet.
Meanwhile, Kyle is scouring his pornography collection. Oh, you heard that? You weren't supposed to hear that. The little Pee Wee Herman laugh he did back there. If do not recall, he definitely watched a movie alone in theaters early in the month, and he had a Pee Wee Herman moment where he was greasing the popcorn, if you will, and an usher came by and had to start poking him with a broom. And they're like, you gotta knock that off over there, young man. And Kyle turned around and was like, huh? And, you know, that's kind of what happens when Kyle goes to the movies alone.
Most of that is true. I did have a Pee Wee Herman moment, but it wasn't from an usher catching me in the act. I did eat popcorn, and I do enjoy going to the movies by myself. And actually, to be honest, lately, I could go Friday night at 7 and I'd pretty much be alone because nobody is attending the movies right now. So it's pretty much just me in there. You did not get this from me. I do not own Friday the 13th Part 3.
Hmm.
I have 1, 2, Part 4, and then the reboot. That is it.
Well, I know we talked about it when I was in the midst of watching it, and so that was my first memory. So I had to have borrowed it from Salati then.
Yeah, good old Salati. Yeah, I'm not sure he listens to the podcast. If he does, the man's like a human giraffe. I think he was like 6'8", very tall. Always had a good collection of DVDs and a replica WCW championship belt that I would often try to put on during the parties at his house, and he was not happy about that. But yeah, I did let out a couple really loud woos and would walk around drinking beer, and hopefully nobody would take the belt from me.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So that means you were invited to his parties, because I never once got an invitation, you asshole.
Really?
No, never once was I invited to a Salati party. I wasn't as close as you guys were. I was on the other side of the fence.
Can I be honest with you real quick? I think you might have been the only offensive lineman not at Salati's party.
I'm sorry. I'm going to go ahead and cut you off one more time and say that means Chad Ruzich was there?
Okay. Yep, touche. Ruzich was not there, but Little, Kirshner, Sabinus, Brewer, Lindstrom, myself, and a couple others were also there. So I don't know why you weren't there. That's interesting.
I will tell you what. You know, I hung out with the older class, like the upperclassmen when we were younger.
Uh-huh.
And then two, I also had got suspended twice for drinking. And I was on the third strike, you're out rule. So if I got caught one more time, so I really didn't party in college after my freshman year. So.
Ah, the old three strikes. I never got a strike, surprisingly.
Lucky for you.
I had to miss practices as a freshman because I got an ulcer from drinking Everclear in my room. We apparently drank too much, gave myself a throat ulcer, couldn't talk for like a week straight. The coach was like, how did you even get that? I'm like,
That'll happen.
Couldn't tell him. But but let's go ahead and fire up the trailer here. And a lot like last week, this is definitely going to be my first watch of Part 3, which I don't own. So I can't even tell you the last time I saw this movie. Had to be like a family video rental from college. It's probably been 15 years since I've watched this movie. I don't even know what happens in Part 3. This could be like a brand new watch for me. I'm excited. Ooh. So if you guys are checking us out on YouTube, you're going to see the video pop up here in a second. It'll play during this episode, but if you want to follow along on your own, you can go over to our YouTube page and just find the original trailer, which is uploaded. And I'm going to give a 3, 2, 1 click countdown, and we'll watch this thing together. JD, you ready?
I am ready.
Here we go. 3, 2, 1 click.
Weekends are a good time to escape to the woods. Unless the weekend begins with Friday the 13th. Because 13 is an unlucky number. But out here, so are 1 through 12. Because these are Jason's woods. And nobody leaves them alive. Friday the 13th, Part 3, in 3D. Jason, you can't fight him. You can't stop him. And now, you can't even keep him on the screen. Friday the 13th, Part 3 in 3D. Now, when it comes to killing in Jason's woods, Jason will come to you. Friday the 13th, Part 3 in 3D. A new dimension in terror. It will scare you. Count on it.
Okay, JD, start us off, man. What do you think about the trailer?
Fantastic. Fan-blinking-tastic. That's how a horror movie trailer needs to be. And I know we've discussed the first two movies, and they follow a similar format.
Very similar.
And I probably said the same kind of nonsense and dribble that I'm going to repeat now, but I'm going to do it anyways. Like, I know nothing of the story. I know that Jason is there, and he can't be stopped, and he's got a cool mask, and he's gonna fuck shit up.
So I refresh my memory here. I'm gonna take a little hate online because I don't know the answer to this. Is this the beginning of the mask?
Yes.
Okay, that was not in part two.
No, he had like a sack on his head.
Oh my gosh, yeah, I remember exactly what it was. Okay. It's like a potato sack on his head. It was very cheesy. Yeah, I kind of wrote down, I mean, I guess I wasn't as over the top excited about it as you are, but I mean, good for you that you love it that much. But some of the scenes kind of look like they're like made for TV movies a few times. And then like, it just seems like it recycles the first two trailers that we watched. So I wasn't that impressed with it. But at the same time, I don't remember this movie one iota. So I am excited about that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I see what you're saying, but you're wrong.
Oh, perfect.
Obviously, this is an exciting trailer. I get what you're saying about the neither of us can speak, the made for TV moments. But that, I think, is the one negative that I take away from this trailer is the fact that it is 3D. Makes it very self-serving.
Right.
So you have to have those moments of, here's the fire poker coming at you. And it just kind of like, no, I want to see that go through his stomach and burn his esophagus.
Yeah, no, I agree with what you're saying. And I'm going to definitely go out and buy part three. Maybe I'll look for 3D if I can get the glasses to go with it. I might make that purchase. We'll see. But it's going to be hard to write my notes while I'm watching it with those goofy-ass glasses on.
And that's what I effing remember. And we were sitting in the room, and if it wasn't you, it was Nate, but it came, the version had the 3D glasses with it.
Yep. No, I totally remember what it looked like, because I remember looking at it quite a few times on the Best Buy shelves when I was stocking, and... Yeah, I just, for whatever reason, I thought I bought it too, to be honest. But yeah, I wouldn't have, because it was like it was a 4-pack, and I would have definitely not have gotten the 4-pack because I already had part 4. So I mean, it's the Feldman version. Of course I have part 4.
Of course you do.
Yeah. What else? And I have Alien vs. Predator too. I mean, why do I have that? I don't know. Doesn't relate to this movie, but I have some really random shit in my collection. Mm-hmm. I also have Slither. Thank you for that.
Hey, Slither's a damn good movie.
It was a good gift. It wasn't a bad gift from you. But let's talk about the box office numbers here with Friday the 13th, Part 3, which debuted on Friday the 13th of August, 1982. It was distributed by Paramount Pictures to 1,079 theaters with a runtime of 95 minutes and a production budget of a little teeny weeny $2.2 million for this big horror franchise. Part 3 would open number one, bringing in $9.4 million in week one. And then in week two, they would hold pretty steady, just dropping one spot to number two, bringing another 5.4 million, which brought their 10-day total to just a shade under 20 million. JD, what do you think about the first 10 days?
Hey, I think Jason has come home.
Jason's come home? Now, okay, let's talk about this from a filmmaking sense. Like, you know this movie's going to do pretty well. Why not spend a couple extra million dollars to get some better quality?
It's 1982.
Yeah, I guess maybe 2.2 is, you know, by today's standards, what, be like, what, 10?
I was thinking around that. Yeah, it's probably a $10 million horror movie for a part three, which, you know, A24 and Blumhouse don't necessarily inject that much money into the movies that they come out with that makes, you know, a Conjuring movie comes out and he makes $100 million back on it. So,
okay. Well, do you think there's any schoolyard effect here? Are people telling their friends at school they got to go see the new part three in 3D, man?
You know, it's hard to sort of gauge what people would have been thinking in 1982 for a part three in 3D. But much like last week's episode where we talked about the return of Michael Myers, I think that this is the first time that we actually get Jason Voorhees. And I feel like people were kind of excited about that. And I don't think there was a full schoolyard effect in play, but I think there was somewhat of a staying value to the film.
Okay. All right. I like where you're at. So the schoolyard effect was definitely in play here. It would last 6 weeks inside the top 10. On its way to grossing $34,581,519 domestically with no international numbers. So they're making close to 35 back on that 2.2 million that they put into it. What do you think about the totals for part three?
I'm happy for them. I mean, it makes a lot of sense why they had so much running room with the rest of the franchise, because they're getting their chili and they're eating it too.
100%. They're eating some pretty hearty chili with a nice little $35 million bust on this huge little movie. But man, I got to tell you, if we could get into a time machine, this might be a weekend that I actually want to go back to theaters. Wait for this top 10.
Okay, let's do it. Okay? Lay it on
there,
me.
There are literally probably six movies that I would go back and watch. So number one, Friday the 13th, part three. Number two, E.T., the Extraterrestrial. Number three, An Officer and a Gentleman. Number four, The Best Little Whorehouse in Texas. Number five, a re-release from 1982, Star Wars, A New Hope. Number six, Things Are Tough All Over. Number seven, also debuted the exact same day as Friday the 13th Part 3, a future episode with one of our favorite guests, Chris Clues, Fast Times at Ridgemont High. Number eight, The World According to Garp. Number nine, Night Shift. And number 10, in week 12, Rocky III. What do you think about our top 10?
Oh, Rocky III is a tough one.
I love Rocky III. Clubber Lang? What are you talking about?
Pity the fool.
I pity the fool.
How about you come home with a real man?
Sorry. Who wins in a fight, Ivan Drago or Clubber Lang?
I think Drago's got the reach on him. Probably takes him out in the later rounds.
I disagree. I completely disagree.
I think he gasses him.
A Clubber Lang get gassed?
Oh, he definitely gassed out. That's how Rocky beat him. Spoiler.
Please. Clubber Lang takes Ivan Drago. Clubber Lang's a boxer. Drago's just a drug machine.
You know what? We're going to have another episode where we bring the guys back on from The Pretender. We'll get to Rocky III.
Okay,
we'll have this discussion.
Okay. Just somebody on Twitter recently tweeted out that exact question, and I was Clubber Lang, and it was a pretty mixed, divided party between responses of people being like, yeah, Clubber Lang or Drago. You bring up a solid argument. Obviously, Drago's a pinnacle of human collaboration and steroids, but Clubber Lang is as scrappy as Rocky, and he beat Rocky.
Yeah. That's true. And, you know, for all my boxing aficionados out there, because I love boxing, this essentially would be like Tyson versus Prime Klitschko. So it would be a really good fight. But if he could land the big punch, he could probably put Drago out. But, I mean, just the reach alone would be, it'd be a long day at the office for Clubber Lang.
This is what I feel like we can go for another hour discussing this fantasy match. So let's just stop while we're ahead of ourselves, because you're wrong for so many reasons.
That's great. Can I tell you real quick a little funny pretender story? So when we do my fantasy football draft, the commissioner plays this video and he's like, "You guys are going to love this." And it pops up. It's Mike from the Contender announcing the lineup. He has no idea it's me. Because it just says Kyle, number one pick. And he's like, "Kyle, number one pick, way to knock it out of the park, kid." And I'm like, "All right, man." They had to pay for it, though. We got him for free.
That's funny. That's really cool. Shout out to the Pretender, Little Mr. Rock. I don't even know how he builds himself anymore. But if you're in Philly and you want to throw some love to seeing a tour of all things Rocky with the number one Stallone impersonator in the world, This is your jam.
And I think the Pretender's now on Hulu or still on Prime, one of the two. But it's still out there, so go watch it. Great documentary. But yeah, man, back to the list here. I have to tell you, if I was kind of ranking these and ones I'd want to see, my top three would be E.T. I'd go Fast Times, and I'd go Rocky III to watch him. If I could go back to 82, what's your top three?
I think I would agree with you. I think that's a solid lineup. I would probably say Rocky III would be at the forefront for me, and then Fast Times, and then E.T.
You're not the biggest E.T. fan. It's so disappointing.
But I'm assuming I'm my age now.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
So I'm not assuming
that many times.
7 years old, and like, what do I want to see? But I would definitely say if I had my druthers, I would be most excited to see Friday the 13th Part 3 in theaters, but I would want to do like a double feature, then catch Rocky 3 right afterwards.
Solid. Okay. Well, man, let's talk a little bit about the critics here and see what they thought about Friday the 13th Part 3. So we'll use Rotten Tomatoes here and just kind of gauge it that way. JD, how do you think the critics received Part 3?
Oh, they hated it.
Okay, good. Why?
We're in 1982. We're part three of a franchise where we have essentially three different movies that don't connect but have some like little floss of connection between them, where it's like this Jason Voorhees, like he's this little character in the first movie, and then he's this like kind of unknown character in the second movie, and then they go all in, like they go all David S. Pumpkins in with him in the third movie. And I don't think that you necessarily, it's like the Halloween conundrum where you watch this movie and you want to just then immediately go back and watch the first movie.
Okay.
And you hope to capture the magic. So I'm just going to say 25.
Okay. Well, you're getting close. If you had kept going down and down and down and down, you'd be even closer. But 11%.
Fuck, they hated it.
Yeah. We'll get to a couple of the reviews here. But the audience, really not much better here with part three. 42% on the audience. I think that one surprised me more than the 11, to be honest.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't think that the audience necessarily would be like super up on it, because again, you have your cult section of horror fans that love scary movies, that love Halloween movies, that love Friday the 13th, and they're going to watch this movie and they're going to be like, "Yeah, Mrs. Voorhees," and they're going to be like, "Yeah, Corn Sack Head," and they're going to be like, "Yeah, Hockey Mask," and then they're going to be like, so we're not trained yet to respond positively to the Jason that we get and are introduced to in this movie. So maybe that has something to do with it.
Okay. Interesting. Well, let's hear from a couple of the critics. So Variety did not have anything nice to say about this film or the franchise for that matter. Friday the 13th was dreadful. and it took in more than $17 million. Friday the 13th Part 2 was just as bad, and it took in more than $10 million. Friday the 13th Part 3 is terrible, too. Yeah, not much there from Variety. What do you think?
I think they're being a little bit rough, but I think a bias goes into, if you don't like horror movies, if they went into hating the first movie and what Victor Miller created, and then hating on the second movie, it's like, damn, you're gonna hate the third movie. Obviously, like, it's like eating a piece of pie and it has poison in it, and you're like, oh, that made me shit for 6 hours. Then you go back to the same pie and you eat another piece, and you're like, well, I shit my pants again. Then you eat a third piece of pie. At some point, it's like, this just isn't for you.
Yeah. Yeah, that's an interesting take. And let's hear one more, though. Janet Maslin of the New York Times was a little bit nicer. She gave the film 2 out of 5 stars, but said, eventually the novelty wears off, and what remains is a now familiar spectacle of nice, dumb kids being lopped, chopped, and perforated. What do you think about that?
I'm totally okay with that. That's like complaining when you get a pizza and it's like the cheese was bubbly and the sauce was a little sweet and the sausage had a good tang to it and the crust had a bite. Yeah, you just described an awesome movie.
Yep, 100%. Okay, so that's pretty much it, man. And what are you looking forward to most when we dive into the full episode here in just a couple days?
The same as last week, where we have the icon coming home or being established for the first time. Because I know that if I remember correctly, there's a scene where he finds the hockey mask and dons it for the first time, which is kind of like a ha ha ha, yeah, you did. Kind of a moment. I'm not looking forward to the 3D elements because, on the whole, Preparation H, I'm sorry, that was a wrong movie. We're not talking Austin Powers here. Chocolate ass cream. I don't like 3D. It's just not my thing. It's not my bag, baby.
Yeah. I don't like that they play to the camera either with it. And I'm sure there's a lot of that going on with this one, because it was just new technology. They were still doing the same thing in like 2013 when they pretty much abolished 3D. They were like, oh, look, like I have to drop a coin and make it look like it's coming towards your face. So
I think my Bloody Valentine, the remake, came out in 3D, didn't it?
Sure did. I had it on I actually have it on DVD in 3D, but the glasses don't work for it. You have to actually have a 3D player. So that kind of...
Who earns?
Does it, like, who's going to have a 3D player in 2020 now? Like, they don't even make them anymore.
Just go outside and murder somebody on your own.
Yeah. What? 3D. What? Hey, what?
What? Was that premeditated? Right.
Let's get out of here. Thank you for listening. Make sure you download the episodes. Everything is free for you to subscribe to. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, Google Podcasts, YouTube. And then follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Back in Time Pod. But for now, we are out of here. We're going to go and head on back to 2020. We're done spending some time in 1982. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you in a couple days. See ya.
Do what now?